America Weekend.
You know, Carl, the other day I happened to be walking in this magnificent city where we are at the moment, New York City. It was freezing. It was very, very cold. I mean, it was, I mean, really cold, you know.
How cold was it? I had to do that. I couldn't resist.
All I can tell you is that witches were not around.
I was in sunny California at the time.
But what I decided to do as I happened to walk several blocks was to look at the different types of hats that New Yorkers or visitors were wearing.
Yes.
And here's what I came up with, because I remember what they looked like, but then I looked on the internet on the various kinds of hats, and I could pick out the names.
Yes.
And some of these I've never heard of before, so maybe you have. The Russian Yushanka.
Yes.
You know what that is. Okay.
The big furry hat.
That's the big furry hat.
That's correct.
A Tam, a Stetson, an Ergodyne, knitted beanies, and a crook and torque. I saw ski hats, Cossacks, bomber hats, plain caps, scarves, stocking caps, South American chulos, Astrakhan caps, and the newsboy or flat cap. What I did not see, Carl, is a fedora, a Homburg, or a bowler.
And believe it or not, you probably would if you looked out enough.
Or maybe I probably could have.
I love it. It's called when it gets that cold in any environment, fashion gets tossed out the window.
You don't care.
No, you just don't care. And I saw, I've seen hats. I mean, I think it's interesting by the difference that people choose to wear whatever hat it is. It does state their personality in one form or another. Sometimes the hidden personality.
Do you have a hat?
I do.
I've seen you in a cap. I have not seen you in a hat.
No, that is that cap. I have two of them just like that.
Yeah.
I have my Yankee hat. I have my Life is Good cap. These are all caps with the brim, very simple. I started wearing them because the hair continues to charge to the rear. The further it charges to the rear, the balder the head gets.
But you know how to avoid falling hair, don't you?
How?
Oh, step to one side. Da-dum-bum, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to make this statement right now. Roland Smith happens to be an honorary member of the Friars Club. Need I say any more, okay? America's joke club. But the point is about the hats. Let's get back to the hats. Because I love the idea. Hats are a sign like shoes. That's why the Uggs, are they called the Uggs?
Uggs, yeah.
They are as ugly as the Ugg name is. But the young ladies absolutely love them. They wear the shoes?
I know they do. I knew the guy that started that company in California many years ago.
Well, he has scored. I got to tell you, they are worn now. That's the shoe.
Oh, yeah.
In the wintertime, be damned, the fashion, the Uggs are in. And the same thing with the hats. It's in some ways an off-fashion statement.
Well, it's also practical.
And I'm waiting for you to wear your hat. I've never seen you in a hat, by the way.
I do. I have a very nice brimmed hat that I don't know what you'd call it. Certainly it's not a bowler, but it's not a top hat. But it's like a Western. It's like a Western hat.
Very nice.
But a little shorter on the brim.
Ah.
But
do you have it pushed
like
up on one side like the Australians and the whole thing?
Oh, I always liked that as a
kid. Yes, that's right. As a kid, that was great.
And I also have, I have my L.L. Bean coat, and it has a hood.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what I put up when I'm walking when it's really, really cold.
Well, we've had it. I got to tell you, we've had it back here. But it's part of it's the fashion. And a city like New York, Chicago, particularly those cities up along the Midwest and the upper Midwest, it gets awful cold. And I don't care. I mean, just be warm. Doesn't matter what you look like. Just be warm.
I've been in Bemidji, Minnesota.
Bemidji, Minnesota. One of the coldest spots on the planet.
I have been there in the middle of winter.
Oh, Lord.
And I once asked a couple of residents there. I said, what do you guys do here in the wintertime? And they both looked out over the lake. There's a nice lake there. And they said, we're out there in our tents fishing. And just love it. They, you know, they have they they the ice gets about, I don't know, two or three feet thick.
Without question. You could drive a car over it.
They drill a hole down in there, and they have heaters in there. They got their coolers. They got everything they need.
Bemidji, John Callagher, Vietnam veteran of mine, lived in Bemidji, Minnesota. And he said, as soon as this war is over, I'm going back to say goodbye to my folks and I'm getting the heck out of there. He's now an attorney in Chicago. Bemidji is 42, 50 degrees below zero up there. That's incredible. It is cold.
Well, you know, the high school there, they have underground passages between buildings.
That's correct. That is correct.
I mean, that's cold.
What college is it in upstate New York has? Is it Cornell? Or what college has the underground and the passageways? They made it famous. It was a
You know, I'm not sure. It might be Cornell. It could be. I don't know what else.
Because
it would
I remember talking to a student. I was lecturing. It was in at Columbia University, and they were saying to me that. Well, I said it's cold. I can't remember the college. It was in upstate New York. She said, "Well, I just go out there. Frankly, in the morning, some of these students literally go to school in their pajamas. I swear to God.
It could be Cornell.
I think it's Cornell.
Or it could be Colgate.
They have these underground.
Syracuse is up there.
The underground passageways where they never have to go outside. That's fascinating. I like that.
I think that's smart.
Smart. Very smart. And, of course, in Minneapolis, they have the glassed enclosed walkways where you can walk from building to building without ever getting into the street. I think that's a good idea.
Well.
But remember, I was in California. It was 74 degrees, and it was magnificent.
Yeah, you keep rubbing that in.
Well, I know you love it out there. San Diego.
Oh, I lived in San Diego for a good 10 years.
You worked for the NBC affiliate, wasn't it?
I did,
there?
Yeah. Yes, it was marvelous. That's, KNSD.
Oh, boy.
Wonderful folks out there.
That is that gets us far away from the hats as we opened up the segment, but that's a lifestyle. But, you know, there's something about being in this environment. That makes it wonderful to be here.
Indeed. How much time have we got? We have 3 minutes. This is wonderful.
We have 3 minutes.
Do you have 3 minutes of a rant?
I do.
No, I'm not talking about the tax thing you just went through. I'm talking about, how about a rave? I want a rave from you.
This is going to sound funny. Okay. I'll
be the judge of that.
The organization, the way people move around airports, I must admit, is a heck of a lot more organized than it has been in years. The movement of through airports, the way they get you from one spot, eating, the whole atmosphere of airports has changed dramatically, and it's much more comfortable environment than it ever was.
Well, you know, you remember...
I'm very impressed, I must admit.
Not too long ago, maybe a year or so ago, I think it was Vice President Biden who really dissed LaGuardia Airport.
Well, that's you don't have too far to go on that one.
But I think now there's some budget money coming around to redo all the airports in the New York metro area.
Yeah, but it's once you get past security, which is its own world. Okay,
that's correct.
Once you leave that security area, particularly at Newark, which I find, and also Chicago's O'Hare. LAX, also, when you leave that environment, they've really got it down to a science now.
Denver, you have to include Denver in there, too.
I have never gone. Well, the only time
the
I was
new
in,
airport.
The new, I haven't been to the new airport.
Oh, it's marvelous.
But they really, Dallas, they've got it down to a science. It's down to a science. And you can eat in a reasonable period of time at a good restaurant. They have notifications now in each restaurant what your flight is doing. And you're updated constantly as to your flight, if it's delayed, and everything seems to work. They've got it down to a science, and I must be, I'm impressed.
Did you have enough leg room when you flew coast to coast?
I flew first class.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Ah.
It was first class. I don't do that anymore if I can
avoid
it. I can't. I'm close.
I'm impressed.
Well, I'm claustrophobic. That's one of the problems I have.
You are?
And
why are you over there in the corner?
I always get stuck between two very large people if I wind up in the middle. With all due respect, I'm always cramped, and I feel very claustrophobic, and it's a problem. I sit there, and when I get up out of those seats, nothing wants to move. Most importantly, my legs. They want to just sit there.
Well, I'm back with the hoi polloi. I want you to understand that. But the only thing you get to do that I don't get to do is you get there first. But I have a longer run.
About a split second in front of you. That's very good. I like that. That's excellent. I get there first. Well, it does
work. But I also save a lot of money.
Yes, you do. But this time it was not my nickel, which makes it even better.
Oh, that's true.
It wasn't my nickel this trip. But I just said, I can't do that. I just if it's a quick trip to Washington, I don't care. Just get on the plane, go. Those short flights, an hour and a half, not a problem. Okay? Yeah. But the long haul back and forth, and to go to Europe, oh, Lord.
I would agree with you there.
Oh, I've done that. That's 8 hours. Oh, gosh. No. And I'm getting that once again. You're signaling to me again.
That means 30 seconds.
We have 30 seconds left.
Right. And that's the end of our particular program for this week.
Yes.
And so I'd like you to leave the folks and me with something profound.
Life continues to be a bit of mystery. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. Until...
Have a great week.
Next time.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.